Once again, apologies for the hiccup there. We have a very slight hitch. You know, these things will just freeze sometimes. You'll be like, ah, what thing happened? Just no.
Well, thank God that was what froze, and not you.
Yeah, I'll be you. All right, Lagos, welcome. We're streaming live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube as we speak right now, so you can watch us live, myself and Jimmy. Let's start with the Punch newspaper this morning. You're welcome if you're just joining us. Page 8 of the Punch has a story here. NDA gunmen targeted 5 apartments. FG incompetent, say Can CNG.
Yeah, you're going to have to sit back and relax to hear this, because we have 3 other stories that are related to this development. It's getting bigger and bigger every day. So we have an update for you here virtually. The Defense Headquarters has set up a board of inquiry. Preliminary findings by the military authorities indicate that the attackers broke into the 5 apartments at the NDA residential quarters and swiftly escaped before the guards could respond to the situation. An assessment of the kidnap incident revealed that the bandits gained access and escaped by breaching the barbed wire fence of the academy along Airport Road, and so on and so forth. So they talk about a bushy area behind that. This is a bit worrying. In an interview with Voice of Nigeria, the DHQ Director of Defense Information, Major General Benjamin Sawyer, is quoted to have said this. I'm reading this from the Punch. He said, "Let me use this opportunity to reiterate that the NDA authorities, acting on the directive of the Chief of Defense Staff, have constituted a board of inquiry to ascertain the remote and immediate cause of the breach of security," and so on and so forth. Then he says, there's a sub-headline, "Bandits consistently rehearsed before attacking NDA." Then he says, in an interview with the Voice of Nigeria, Sawyer said the gunmen had consistently studied the NDA and rehearsed before carrying out the attack. And I'm wondering how he got that information. You know, have they arrested anybody?
Me too.
Yes. Okay. So, but he says that they had been rehearsing. And he says that it was an unfortunate incident. We lost 2 of our very brave officers. Every security architecture is susceptible to breaches. It is unfortunate that that of the NDA was breached. And I can tell you that these people had consistently studied and rehearsed what they wanted to do, because where they went to are the quarters for officers. The officers who were killed fought bravely against being abducted. Khan says that federal government should wake up from his long sleep, and Garba Shehu says the attack could be an attempt to embarrass government. I don't know why, I don't see the nexus between that and government being embarrassed. It shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have happened. Government should take responsibility. But when Sawyer says that they had rehearsed, it now lends some credence to the 2 possibilities I threw out yesterday, asking my oga here, that were these terrorists or are these renegade officers? I mean, renegade soldiers. I was asking Dimeji yesterday, you remember?
That's right.
Now you agree with me.
Yes, I do.
Yes. So, we need to look at this thing critically before we can draw some conclusions. All said and done, by the time we deal with the other 2 stories, you will jolly well imagine the kind of embarrassing situation we are in. So stand by, don't go away.
Yes, please. Let's stay with the Punch, page 9. Terror sponsors turning Nigeria into Taliban country, as ex-naval chief.
Wow, this is very explosive. Let me, for documentary purposes, for documentation purposes, I'm reading from page 9 of the Punch, and an ex-naval chief, Navy Commodore Kunle Olaomi, was on television yesterday. Specifically, it is reported he was on Channels TV. And he was reacting to the attack on the Nigerian Defense Academy, and said that he once interrogated Boko Haram terrorists who mentioned names of current governors, senators, and ASUU ROC officials as sponsors during interrogation. He added that he was not afraid of death, saying, "The DSS knows them, sponsors. The NIA knows them. The DIA knows them, because it is the DIA that conducted the operations that arrested the 40 suspects." Olaomi stated that the president had demonstrated an unwillingness to go after the high-profile politicians for reasons best known to him. And he explains, I can't come on air and start mentioning names of people that are presently in government that I know that the boys that were arrested mentioned. Some of them are governors. Some of them are in the Senate, and some of them are in Aso Rock. I'm now quoting him again. He's saying, why should the government decide to cause this kind of embarrassment and insecurity that happened yesterday? Terrorist financiers want to turn Nigeria to a Taliban type of country. Then he says something that bothers me. It's not as if I don't know, but I'm surprised he said this on air. He said, on the emergence of Buhari as president, Olaumi maintained that he was part of the top-ranking military officers from the Nigerian intelligence circle who met with their U.S. counterparts in December 2014 in the build-up to the 2014 presidential election. And he says, according to him, himself and his colleagues from the DSS, the NIA, amongst others, had convinced the U.S. government that the only person that can come and put this country right is Buhari. And that raised an alarm. It's not as if I don't know that things like this happen. But so if they had mentioned some other person, would that person be president today? You need to think that out. Then he goes on to say, he described as an aberration Tuesday's attack by bloodthirsty bandits. Okay, it's talked about that. And but the part that concerns me is that he says that they were one who had to convince the United States officials that Buhari was fit, you know, to be president. I leave you to ponder on that. He now raises another alarm to say that we've been very careless. Okay, he says on Friday, he says that it is an aberration. You don't attack the Defense Academy and get away with it. And he says that the NDA, like other military environments in the country, carelessly opens its doors to everyone on Friday for Jumat prayers, thereby giving terrorists the opportunity to profile the military institution. So what he means is on Friday, everybody troops to the mosque, irrespective of who you are, and that probably provided all these things really should just give you food for thought, and you are left to your own conclusions, really.
Let's go to the Vanguard now. Let's drop the punch for a moment. We'll come back to the punch in a moment. Page 5 of the Vanguard. Retired military officers rail against attack on NDA.
Oh, everybody is in a rage. The retired officers are angry. I mean, we are angry too.
Yeah,
I'm not even angry. I'm frightened. To say that I'm angry, no. I'm frightened. What simple analogy is that if this could happen to the NDA, a bloody civilian like me, I mean, I'm as good as dead. Anyway, it's not my portion in Jesus' name. Say amen now. I mean, you want to inherit my property? Divide, say amen, please now. Divide, say amen. Why shall I say
amen?
You know, it's your beleko, didn't you?
Okay, amen.
Amen. Philip, please say amen. You are going to get that vaccination whether you like it. Anyway, retired military officers rail against attack on NDA. Oyinlola says that the NDA attack is a disgrace to the Nigerian Army.
Sure is.
But the judge, Chief Bode George, who was a commodore, retired as a commodore, says it's a charade and it's a shame, you know. Lieutenant Colonel Samuel Agbede, too, you know, he says it's a shame. Brigadier General Ikponwe says that I fear Afghanistan, Rwanda situation in Nigeria. And then Air Vice Marshal Ararile says that no military unit is safe any longer. Brigadier General Usman says that attack should be a turning point in fight against banditry. So Buhari now says that attack on NDA won't deter military from ending criminality, and General Irabo orders constitution of board of inquiry. If you read the Vanguard, you know they've done a very good job in getting reactions from various who I will call stakeholders, members of that constituency.
Yeah, indeed. Now let's go back to the Punch. I'm picking up page 12 of the Punch right now. Grazing Reserves Presidency knocks autumn, calls governor serial defector.
I mean, this is, I don't know. Look, everything, so autumn made what I would call certain statements that he could have said in a better manner, but he did it out of frustration. But two wrongs don't make a right.
No.
The presidency is sacred. It is sacred. After the constitution, the next sacred thing is the presidency, you know? And therefore, you don't expect the presidency to be involved in brickbats and fighting and whatever. You know, the presidency is father of all. What do we have here? A statement by the senior special assistant to the president, Garba Shehu. It's titled Statement Concerning Samuel Autumn, Governor of Benue. And he says in the statement, the presidency accused Autumn of being unprincipled, having changed political party 5 times. I mean, it's not done. Leave that to the politicians. This kind of statement should be coming from the spokesperson of the APC. I keep saying, the presidency cannot engage its own citizens in a fight. It's never done. You must show that maturity. You must have that energy within you to absorb all these things and be father of all. And he goes on to say that Governor Autumn has few political principles. We can see this from the fact that he has changed political parties 5 times during his distinguished career. Every time he feels the wind may be blowing in a certain direction, he follows it. I'm very disappointed. In all honesty, this job calls for a lot of calm and a lot of reasoning. You understand? You don't go down a pit. That's the training that we had in public relations. It calls for a lot of calm. You must absorb these things. And maturity. What is the relevance of what Autumn said to the fact that he's changed political parties 5 times? I mean, that's neither here nor there. You know? And says that, unfortunately for the good citizens of Benue State, the most dangerous direction he blows in today is that of sectarianism and ethnicity. And I says that in an attempt to boost his political fortunes, Autumn takes the cheapest and lowest route. This is not should not be coming from the presidency. The presidency, would it have cost anything for this president's spokesperson to have said that? We've listened to Governor Autumn. We've observed some of the things he said. We consider them quite unfortunate, and we'll take them up with him in private because we can't, something in that reconciliatory mode.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Yeah, but that's the way it should be. Do you agree?
I do, completely. I mean, completely.
That's the way it should be.
Completely.
I don't know. Every little thing upsets you in this country.
The presidency is always in a battle-ready mode.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
Bring it on.
And the truth is that whoever is going to get into that seat in 2023, your spokesperson is key. He must be level-headed. He must be matured. You know, he must be able to reason above all considerations. You know, well spoken, well reasoned out, conciliatory. You don't, I mean, we've had press secretaries before. We had Tunji Oseni. You know, we had even Remy Oyo, the late Remy Oyo, two of them late now. You don't engage in this kind of brickbats at that level. It reminds me of Fela's Ruffo fight.
Yeah.
You know, that if you, he explained it one day that if you are normal and the other person is mad and the person is already in a ruffo, you now join him. By the time the two of you are trying to escape or whatever, the two of you will look the same.
That's right.
You're not going to know who Chris and who. No, I think you know, these things could be better handled.
I agree. We're going to go to the Punch editorial, page 16. CBN's threats to prosecute abusers of Naira.
That's a non-existent threat. I mean, the Naira has been abused publicly. Publicly.
So many times.
And this has nothing to do with Cubano or whatever. I even saw a video. Did I tell you, Sheriff? I even saw a video that there's a spraying machine.
Oh, that,
we've become imbeciles now, for God's sake. There's something wrong with us. There's a machine. Yeah. You load it. I saw the guy. The guy loaded it with naira and it was
treated. I know. You should shoot the naira. Don't stress yourself.
But I'm glad you worry. There's obviously.
Yes, now.
Now, what can you, can somebody tell me, what is the value you get from throwing money in the air? I mean, what?
The inventors of the machine must have studied Nigeria.
For Nigeria, yes, yeah. Now. It is a smart guy that went to China and told them, give me something that I can load money in and be shooting the money. We've all become children. It's sad. It's sad. Foreigners who see these things happen will be asking themselves.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with these guys,
How do they get so...
There's even one. It happened even in America. They were throwing dollars. Mm-hmm. And what...
Nigerians anywhere, that is how we party. You know when we party hard.
That's not party hard. That's madness. It's madness.
It's party hard, G.
It's madness. How can I my hard earned money? I'll throw it up. No. This editorial talks about the fact that security agents serve as guards to Nigerian big men, carrying huge amounts of money for them to destinations and event centers for distribution to hangers on and supporters. And they raise an alarm that there is a law limiting the amount of cash anybody can carry around. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The law exists only on paper. The editorial also talks about conditional cash transfer and so everything. We defy them.
Yeah.
They also talked about Naira hawkers. People who hawk news.
Oh, yes.
I can never understand the theory behind changing notes from old notes to new notes.
Mm.
When you're going to spend it immediately.
Yeah.
I don't go.
No, no. What they do is so if you are at a party, there will be some naira hawkers who can break down the denomination for you.
No, it's the new notes. Mm. Yes, was in town. You don't drink alcohol. Oh my God, it's the new notes.
So they change the old notes for the new.
Yes, which can break it down. It's the new notes.
Okay.
You're talking to a street boy.
Okay.
No. But in all honesty, yes, they want some lower denomination, but also it's the law of the new notes.
Mm.
But
there is something about the new notes, right?
What is it? You're going to spend it?
You're spending somebody new notes. There's something about that.
That's direct translation from you're spending somebody new notes.
There's something about that.
The only trip about money for me is when you give me.
When you spend money.
I have money. First of all, I don't spray.
Yeah.
I think the only musician I've ever given money is Alaba Pedro, and he's dead now. And just because, for personal reasons. And I usually just slip it to him, and that I don't believe in all this. No, I work hard for my money. Apart from that, it's indecent.
We like to spend money. We go to party. We go with Bill, and
do you
we
spray?
Just. I've never really been to a party like that, and
that's why I told you when you were telling me that the one.
Yeah, but that's what we do.
I told you that. Oh, it's in town. Now you say you don't go to parties.
I don't
like
go.
That.
I don't go like that.
You don't go like that.
I go to parties, but I don't go
that. You don't do any of the vices, according to you.
No, I
you
think.
You don't drink, yes. You don't smoke, and the third one, you don't.
Let's leave me. What we're saying is that.
Why should we leave you?
Spending money is part of us.
But it's spraying, part of us.
So whatever we can do to make the spraying easy, like machine, like all of those things, we'll do it.
I hope people know that this man is being sarcastic. the thing is almost on the verge of lunacy. You bring out a bundle of money and you throw it up in the air. I mean, so what does it give you a high or what? I don't understand.
Yeah, well, somebody said it here that he actually gave them the adrenaline rush. Somebody put it there on YouTube.
You give me the money to give me an adrenaline lot. Not that I will throw my own. Let's go to the next.
Do you know that people actually even give others money to go and spray?
Yes. A lot of them want to use it to impress some, or to impress, or not even to impress.
They go to the party with their friends, and then they big out they bring out the bag and you take.
Let me tell you one quick one. I've known some rumors about 20 years ago when one star 7777 star was rising. They had a group of boys. There were about three of them that had no job. The friends will give these guys money to go. They won't give them money for their subsistence.
They won't do that.
And the idiots will get up and go and spray.
Yeah. Yeah. It's our thing.
The next party we go, give me money to go and spray.
You know, it's you that will give me now. Marcus, since you don't spray, you just give me to help you spray it.
Ah.
Shit. You what now? You give me, you don't spray now.
I no longer call you the Meji.
What are you going to call me now?
Ubolobo.
Yeah. Let's take this story.
If you don't laugh sometimes, find time to laugh with this country.
Look at all the things we've been reading since morning.
Yes, now.
Only in your Somebody will now say we should not laugh.
I must laugh.
No, we must laugh. It's by force. Let's do page six. Measures in place to contain downpours, says Lagos.
Well, apparently we should be expecting the downpour rains again. I'd complain that we haven't seen the 7-day rain. But everybody should be on standby, and the Commissioner for Environment and Water Resources, Tujibelo, was briefing us yesterday that they've done the needful, but people would need to be careful anyway. And he says that president of areas, especially those in the river banks, Agiliti, Ajegunle, Isheri North, I lived in that place before, I ran out of the place, Owode, Iwaya, Makoko, Badia, Ijora, Isalu, Pota, and Shibiri, you should be on the alert. Be on the alert. Especially Isheri North, I've experienced it before. Where, you know, we woke up in the morning, those who are in story buildings suddenly discovered that the water had covered the ground floor of their buildings.
Wow.
That was that bad. It was that bad. And it says, all residents of the listed areas, I hope you're listening, all residents of the listed areas must be ready to locate to higher ground to save their lives and property when water is released by the Oyo Dam authorities. I've been a victim of this before. I ended up having to go to my house in Ekeno. I would say that yes, it was that bad. I lived in Sherino. It was that bad. And sympathies go to the PDP. They lost their chairman.
Yeah.
Their party chairman, yes. Dr. Adebola Dominic, to COVID. There you go. Lost him to COVID.
It's quite unfortunate. Quite unfortunate. I think we can take this story before we go.
Okay.
Let me see. Wait. We cannot.
We have just 2 minutes.
Well, let me mention it.
Okay.
Apapao showed a gridlock. Sanwo-Olu's traffic team fails.
Yeah, we know that.
That's from Vanguard.
Yes. They should know because they are located there. And they said the place has been taken over. They surrendered the whatever to touts and whatever, you know, touts and area boys, you know. Very sad.
It's quite unfortunate. Delta to airlift 315 intending pilgrims to Jordan Monday.
We keep begging government, stay out of pilgrimages. It's a private enterprise. You might as well be sponsoring people to go on summer. Stay out of pilgrimages. There are private tour operators that can run these things. Why should the government be airlifting 315 people going to Jordan on private visits at state expense? We've said it right here in Lagos. We've said it both Islam and whatever. The injunction for Islam is if you can afford it.
Yeah, if you can afford it.
If you can afford it. And now you have loads of private operators that can do this thing well.
That's right.
Government should hands off this exercise. But you and I know what was going down.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it goes beyond that. We must go now. What's coming at 9?
At 9 o'clock, we're going to look at the Olympics that took place and to do a bit of sports.
Okay.
And also relate it to the performance of the sports minister. And at the end of the exercise, we will conclude whether the minister must go or not.
Jimmy, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Lagos, let's go to break. The news is next. After the news, we talk speech and language delay in children.
They say, if you want to go fast, go alone. However, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.